We're come to some verses from 11:15 to 19 in the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. And it's entitled on most study Bibles, The Cleansing of the Temple. My title for it is, The Temple is Purified by God Himself. Looking back in time, there was a time when Moses built the tabernacle with the help of all these inspired workmen. And then Solomon had the temple built with all of his inspired workmen. And then God, on the tabernacle, God took possession of it. And the glory of God so overshadowed that people couldn't see where they were going or anything, the glory of the Lord. The same thing in the temple. God just absolutely filled that temple with His glory. When Jesus came into the temple area with a hostile environment, He cleansed the temple and they wanted to kill Him. He had already called out His church. And He told them after His death, burial, and resurrection to meet Him in Jerusalem. And they would be endowed with power from on high. A cleansing of power from on high. And it happened on the day of Pentecost, the 50th day. Now let's go back and let's read what Jesus says here. What the Bible says. Mark, the 11th chapter, verse number 15. And then they came to Jerusalem. And He entered into the temple grounds and began driving out with force the people who were selling and buying animals for sacrifice in the temple area. And He overturned the tables of the money changers who made profit exchanging foreign money for temple coinage and the seats of those who were selling doves. Matthew 21, 12 through 17. Luke 19:45 and John even at 2:13 through 16. And He would not permit anyone to carry merchandise or household wares through the temple grounds, using the temple area irreverently as a shortcut. And He began to teach and to say to them, Is it not written that my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations? But you have made it a den of robbers. The chief priests and the scribes heard this and began searching for a way to destroy Him, for they were afraid of Him, since the entire crowd was struck with astonishment at His teaching. When the evening came, Jesus and His disciples would leave the city. A story of contempt, a story of hatred, a story of the Adamic nature, a story of murder. Now let's go back and look at it from the original language. Kai erkantai, eis Jerusalema, kai exelthein, eis to eron, exopto ekbalein, tus poluntes, kai tus agrozontes, ento eron, kai tos, trapezas, ton, kala, biston, kai tos, cathedras, ton, poluton, tos, peristeros, katest, terepsas. And they came. Kai, a little conjunction, ties this sentence to the last one. Third person plural present indicative middle voice from Erechimai. And they came for themselves into Jerusalem. Ace again, page 119, analytical Greek lexicon. Extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. Into Jerusalem, all around through Jerusalem. And kai, conjunction again. And it says, having entered into the temple area. Having entered, nominative singular masculine, second aorist, participle active. It's punctiliar action, but a little bit of durative linear in that. Again, ace, toe, heron, into the temple area, in the temple compound. He began to teach for himself, or he began to cast out, ekbale, the ones selling, tus, poluntas, that's accusative plural masculine, present participle active voice, the ones selling, continually selling, and the ones buying. Selling and buying had become a carnival. It had become a flea market. Mm-hmm. It had become a what we might call a farmer's market, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Buying. Accused the plural masculine, present participle active, buying constantly in the temple area. And toss and the tables. Trapeza, the temples of the tables of the money changers, and the seats of the ones selling the doves, pigeons, the ones selling the pigeons. He turned over. He turned them over. Now, let's go back to a period of time that this comes from. In the pagan temples, they had a priest sit there at a table. And the priest was a banker. And you could go in and you could put your money into this spiritual bank, so to speak, spiritual pagan bank, and you could draw interest on it. Now, the person that sat at that table was called the banker, or money changer. Now this, in this pagan temple, now if the priest was deemed and judged unworthy, if he had embezzled, if he had lied, if he had cheated, they would take him out and whip him. First of all, they turn his table over and break his table. That's where we get the word bankrupt from, broken bench. They would break his bench, and they would take him out, and they would execute him sometimes, torture him at times, beating him, whipping him, whatever. And he would no longer be a banker. They would take all the money that he had and give it back to the people. And he was called bankrupt at that time. Now what Jesus is doing here, he's telling Israel that you are spiritually bankrupt. I broke your benches. You're bankrupt. You ought to be taken out and whipped and scourged and even crucified for doing this. This is blasphemy. Blasphemy. Verse number 16 now. Kai, uk, afayin. Hina, tis, dianek, ke, skios, ti, dia, tu, eron. And not, he kept on permitting, third person singular and perfect indicative acting, he did not permit, he did not allow, in order that any should carry a single vessel, a pot, through the temple area. Don't you carry a single pot through the temple area. This temple area is where God meets man. This temple area is not a grocery market. This isn't Bonds. This isn't Safeway. This isn't Albertsons. This is the temple of God. Verse number 17. Kai edexa edisca edidaskan kai elekan uk Gagrapte, hote ho, oikos, mu, oikos, proseke, kle, the, sete, Partine, Toys, Ethnism. Hemes de Pepoi Carte, Auton, Spell Dion, Leston. And he kept on teaching. Third person singular, perfect indicative act. He kept on teaching, and that comes from Didasco. He kept on teaching, and he kept on saying. Third person singular, perfect indicative act again. He did this over and over again. Adverb of nation, ooh. Drop the kappa on the end of that for euphony. Not, actually what it says here, notly. It's an adverb of negation. That means a ly on the end. It means actively not. It has been written that the house, my house, the house of me, the house of prayer. And it shall be called for all the nations. Moreover, ye, you have made. Second person plural, perfect indicative act. You have made it, the house, a den of robbers, a den of robbers, a spell dion leston. Lechery comes from that word there, lechery. A house of lecherous beings, a den of thought, the hole in the wall gang. New York City crime area, Chicago crime area, Los Angeles crime area. You have made this into a den of thieves, of lecherous people. 11:18, Kai akuson hoi akeres, Kai hoi grammates, Kai ezeton, pos auton, apolesusen, ifo bonte gar auton. Pas gar ho oklos exe placete epi te didaske auto. And they heard the chief priest of spiritual leaders and the scribes, and they kept on zealously seeking. They kept on zealously seeking. Here is the God of the universe has come and purified his temple himself. And guess what? They should have cried, fallen down on their face and asked him to forgive them. But now they're going to seek to commit murder. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit murder. And they kept on seeking how him they might destroy. They might murder. Third person plural. First aorist subjunctive active. That comes from apo and lemi. Apolemi. That means to destroy. That means to tear apart. And they kept on fearing, for they kept on fearing him. For all the crowd, the oklos. How many people are there, Marilyn, Aaron? 5,000 plus people. For all the crowd, whole oklos. Nominative singular masculine. Definite article, nominative singular masculine for cloud, and that's 5,000 to 10,000 people. It kept on, the crowd, it kept on being astonished. That third person singular, imperfect indicative passive. The crowd kept on being astounded. They kept on being struck out of their senses, the crowd that was, upon the teaching belonging to him. The teaching belonging to him. Verse number 19, Kai hoton opse agenito exi poru ononton. Exultes poles. And when it became late, it became third person singular, second aorist, indicative middle. You know, the day ends by itself, doesn't it? That's middle voice. The day just ended. It became late, and they kept on going forth outside of the city. They left the city. Jesus left his city. Jesus left his temple, because they were going to do what they wanted to do. What if God came to you face to face with you and said, you do this, like he told them there. You do not do this in my house. Would you want to plot to kill him? To stab him in the back? Would you want to plot? Would you try to plan some type of a scheme to kill him? See, they knew that he was Messiah. They knew he was Messiah. He had proved it to them. When he came and he told them how they were wronging God, they were wronging him. The temple was purified by Jesus Christ, the God of heaven, Jehovah of the Old Testament. And what did they do? As Jesus in his person, in his Shekinah glory, had glorified the tabernacle, he had glorified the temple, all the services, they heard him speak from heaven. And now he comes and he purifies the temple with his presence. Jesus purified the temple with his presence. And they wanted to murder him. They wanted to murder him. Murder in their hearts. Murder in their hearts. Were they religious? Yes. Are you out there religious? Are you religious? Make sure your religion is founded upon Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Him alone. Make sure that your faith is founded upon His finished work on the cross of Calvary. He died for our sins and was raised for our justification. Jesus is our only Savior. He is the God that we shall see forever. He is the husband of the bride. He is our kinsman redeemer. Jesus Christ came into this world born of a woman, not a man. Born of a woman. Made under the law. Galatians says, for when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, made of the woman, made under the law, that he might redeem those who are under the curse of the law. Our Savior. The Bible says also in the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul, writing this circular letter, says, for in grace ye are having been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works. It also says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world was already condemned, that he might send his Son into the world to give him life. John says, the Creator came into the world. The worldlings here would not receive him, the worldlings. His creation did, but the worldlings didn't. Those worldlings were religious, but they were lost. Religious, but lost. Make sure your religion is founded upon Jesus Christ and him only. Our Father, we send this message out for your honor and glory. Please use it wherever it goes. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.